All right, let's get into, before we get into E! News, this was awesome. So Funny or Die, which was started by Adam McKay and Will Ferrell, as obviously a comedy site. It was snatched up by something, Comedy Central, or who snatched Funny or Die? Who bought that? Do you know, Trey?
Not sure, Corby.
Okay. Thanks for the addition in the show.
No problem, Corby.
But whatever the case...
Do I need to introduce myself?
No. But whatever the case, Funny or Die has been a pretty big staple in the comedy world now for going on a decade plus. Well, they put together a documentary, oddly enough, on something that is not inherently funny. It has some funny parts, but it was on A.C. Green. And if you don't know who A.C. Green is, go next door into the American Airlines Center and look up. And I'm assuming his jersey is still there?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't know that it is.
The Mavericks hung his jersey in the rafters because A.C. Green was playing for them in the mid-90s on one of those terrible teams when he broke the NBA Iron Man record.
Mm-hmm.
Do not know the year, but he played. He's the Cal Ripken of the NBA. But I would say more importantly is that he played for the Lakers, and he played for the Showtime Lakers, and he was a huge part of their success from 1985 on, right?
Yeah.
You can't minimize what A.C. Green did.
Not at all. He was Mr. Dirty Work.
He was Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, no doubt. Very much so.
And he had that Jerry curl, which was so sweet.
That whole Lakers team, if you're our age, it made an impact so much so that just about everybody can rattle off their starting five and just, you know, the impact of not only a great Showtime basketball team, either you loved them or hated them probably with the Celtics rivalry and so forth, but also the element of just seeing movie stars and famous people at sporting events was still a real fresh thing back then.
Absolutely. Did he take over for Kurt Rambis in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe that's exactly who he replaced.
All right. So, obviously the Showtime Lakers, and there's a doc series coming out on Showtime or HBO, I think, here in the next year or so. And it was all about women and sex and the party and the scene and the movie stars and all that. And here comes A.C. Green from Oregon State.
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is very publicized, but a lot of people may not know this. A.C. Green was a virgin coming into the league.
Honestly,
I didn't believe it as a kid.
Well, very few people do believe that sort of thing from a professional athlete, which is what makes the subject relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like the only thing most people can name about him.
Yeah.
Because it was like, Mikey died from Pop Rocks sort of thing.
Right.
It's just what people talk about first thing when they say a name. It's, well, he's a virgin. This little piece, what you are telling me, Funny or Die did this?
It's Will Ferrell and Adam McKay.
I'm just learning that. Like, I knew it was
that's Will Ferrell's voice.
I knew it was his voice.
Oh, okay.
I just didn't know this was a Funny or Die production because it's a 30 for 30 short.
Yeah. It's 8 minutes.
And yes, it's very, very short. But the thing that was very interesting to me on that front, of course, was the cut of the music video that starred David Robinson, Barry Sanders, and A.C. Green. And it's a rap about abstinence.
Yeah.
Which rap and abstinence don't always find a crossroads.
It didn't work out for Eazy-E.
No. No. Can you pot up... Hose and hose. Can you pot up my laptop here, Mr. Trey? So again, this is a really easy watch on ESPN+. But here's a cut I wanted to play you. There's a couple here, and we'll enjoy it here on The Ticket.
When he first came to the team, we thought that we could corrupt him.
And temptation comes in many forms. Take it from Lou Gossett Jr.
Magic's parties were outstanding. A lot of dancing.
Form Club was like a small version of Hugh Hefner's Playboy Mansion.
You expect young athletes to want to have fun.
Whatever town you went to, Chicago, Detroit, New York, and there was this conga line of women just waiting.
So you get a knock on your hotel room door. You look through the peephole, there's a half-naked woman who wants to come in. What do you do?
I'll just start praying and saying prayers like super loud.
Try to gamble.
So AC Green, with a naked woman coming to his door, would get on his knees and pray in a loud manner.
Mm-hmm. And whatever works for you.
I mean, dude, the absolute dedication that you must have had to that cause.
Yes.
I don't know if it's a cause. To your faith.
Yes, there are certain people that attempt to practice abstinence, and there are certain people that are Showtime Lakers. Again,
it's one thing for me and you to practice abstinence.
Seldom a crossroads.
It's another thing for the most eligible bachelors in the country.
Yeah.
To do it.
Yeah, and the ladies liked him. Like, he was a handsome man to the ladies, from all accounts on this documentary. But here's the cut that particularly tickled you.
Almost shy.
You know, he would hit you in the back of the head.
One of the most polite young men I've ever met in my life.
He's one of those guys that would just knock you out.
An incredible delight to be around.
I'm going to hit, and I'm going to hit, and I'm going to hit. And I learned that from reading the Old Testament.
There was a voice in his head from God that said, AC, go for the boards.
AC's faith was part of what made him such a formidable athlete.
I think Jesus would have been the kind of basketball player that would have been unstoppable.
You have got to be kidding me. He said that.
Like, he might have made an all-star game somewhere in his career.
I mean, I think...
He had the wrong shoes.
I think Jesus...
Uh-huh.
Look, if you're a believer, then you're a believer.
Yeah. Right.
But so that would mean if you're a believer, then you know that...
I think a couple years in the D-League. Come off the bench for a little bit.
Right, right.
Lose the Jerusalem Cruisers.
Jesus would... That is worse than Jesus loves their chicken. The fact that he said that he would have been, I think, he thinks he would have been unstoppable. You
part
think?
Of what made him such a formidable athlete.
I think Jesus would have been the kind of basketball player that would have been unstoppable.
Well, I mean,
like maybe average a double-double.
Like he'd make most of his shots.
So great.
I mean, he could perform miracles, so... You'd think that he could shoot 100% from the field.
All right, I do.
Here's the beauty of this, too. And Will Ferrell, they knew exactly what they were doing. Listen to when the music stops.
Reading the Old Testament.
There was a voice in his head from God that said, AC, go for the boards.
AC's faith was part of what made him such a formidable athlete.
I think Jesus would have been the kind of basketball player that... would have been unstoppable.
They were like, and?
Perfect.
The one thing I got out of that mini documentary is that Lou Gossett Jr. is probably the horniest guy on the planet.
Yeah.
At 80.
I don't think he's
seriously.
I don't think he's retired.
I don't know. He may be older than 80. But yeah, that guy, that scene.
I love L.A.
I mean, look, Magic got AIDS. This is all you need to know. And you hear those stories about his hot tub parties and there's 20 girls in there or whatever. I mean, and he was a pretty shy kid.
Magic?
Yes, coming out of Michigan State. I mean, like, he had the big smile and all that. But imagine going from college where he met Cookie. And ending up there.
Yeah.
And how long did it take? Like, he's the antithesis of AC Green.
Do you think a wife who... joins her husband in Los Angeles. So they meet, yes, in East Lansing.
Yeah, East Lansing.
Probably easier to make sure everything's corralled. Mm-hmm. And then you fall into Lakerland at that time. Do you think it was easy keeping tabs on his conduct?
Oh, my God. At least Kareem went to college out there, right?
Right.
And so after he went to Milwaukee, he ended back there again, back up... Or up there, back again, whatever I'm trying to say.
You're doing great.
I think that was perfect.
Okay.
Back. Yeah.
And he knew. Magic's just like, here's L.A.
Have at it.
Yeah.
All that you can see is yours. That's always very healthy for a young man. All right. So check it out if you'd like. AC Green, 34:30 in a couple minutes. Let's do E! News.
Let's do it. Let's talk about this show being so popular that it got this spinoff.
The census shows we have a lot of new Texans.
Texas.